It's a Man Crush Monday. Join Professor Buzzkill as he crushes on men from history who deserve more fame and glory.
Something arrived in the mail the other day that reminded me of a party I went to in L.A. 5 or 6 years ago, I think it was. It may have been Hollywood or it may have been Santa Monica. I can't remember. Lady Buzzkill and I were out there socializing with our West Coast set. You know, the George Clooney crowd. And I heard a shout from across the room. "Prof!" came the shout. "Prof, baby!" I looked over my martini, and who was it but my old Buzzkill buddy, Spike Lee. Hadn't seen him in a few years, but as Lady Buzzkill hobnobbed with some of her chums in the theater world, Spike and I reminisced about the old days. In the course of our gabbing, I said, "Listen, Spikey baby, I've got a great true story for a movie for you." Spike said to lay it on him, and so I did. It's the story of a man who deserves more attention than he's gotten, Ron Stallworth. "I don't want to make a movie about a wide receiver," he said. "No, Spikester," I said. "Ron Stallworth, not John Stallworth." "I'm all ears," he replied, and then I told him the story that I'm about to tell you. Ron Stallworth was the first African-American member of the Ku Klux Klan. At least, he was the first that we know about, and it's hard to imagine that there have been others. Stallworth was a police detective in Colorado Springs, Colorado, in the late 1970s, when he noticed an ad in the newspaper announcing the formation of a local chapter of the KKK. He phoned the number in the ad and, posing as a white racist, convinced the Klansman on the other end of the phone to send him information about membership. Stallworth filled out the forms, paid his dues, and was able to join this new KKK chapter. He kept up this ruse for the better part of a year. Now, usually he only contacted the new Klan chapter by phone, and when he absolutely had to go to a meeting, he sent a white undercover detective who was on the case to pose as him. A wire for sound and completely prepared with the info from Stallworth's phone calls, the white detective was able to gather lots of intelligence about planned Klan activities in the area. Stallworth and his partner passed on this vital information to the rest of the police department. They stopped Klan cross burnings and bombings before they happened, and they were able to discover that a number of important people in Colorado Springs were secret Klansmen. For instance, two Klansmen who worked at Fort Carson were being used by the KKK to help plan a theft of military firearms in preparation for a race war that they knew would erupt nationwide. And throughout the year of investigation, the police were able to learn a lot about Klan practices and working methods, their styles of doing things, all because of Ron Stallworth's initiatives. So he's our Man Crush Monday. And, oh, I almost forgot. The thing that came in the mail a few weeks ago was a DVD screener for the movie that Spike Lee eventually made about Ron Stallworth. Now, important people like myself are sent these screeners before movies are released in the theater, so we can write reviews and otherwise capitalize on the film's publicity. So the Spikeness took my advice after all. I so rarely recommend going to see an historically based film, as all of you know. But Spike Lee's new Black Klansman is really good. Sure, a few liberties are taken with the historical narrative, and I probably didn't like it as much as I like some of Spike Lee's classics, but it's definitely worth seeing. And Ron Stallworth's own book about all this, Black Klansman, is on the Buzzkill bookshelf. Talk to you next week.